if it keeps on raining, the levee's going to break. If it keeps on raining, the levee's going to break. If you keep on speaking truth, some hard heart's going to break eventually. You know, I was thinking about, just now, thinking about Proverbs 5, 7, and 9, and how the book of Proverbs is for young men, right? The book of Proverbs is for young men, and you never hear preachers preaching on Proverbs 5, 7, and 9, and you never hear about parents teaching their children on Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. I don't care if it's the woman or the man teaching their children on Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. Why? 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 To deliver you from the evil woman. To deliver you from the evil man. It talks about to not run with them to the same excess of riot. It not, talks about how they lay in wait to conspire together against somebody to get gain, to kill. Don't sit with them. Don't stand with them. Don't walk with them. Let me say it in the reverse, because that's the way it says in Psalm 1:1. Don't walk with them. Don't stand with them. Don't sit with them. Don't conspire with them. Don't be a part of it. Why don't the preachers in the churches preach about Proverbs 5, 7, and 9? There's nothing new. It's still going on today. What they talked about in Proverbs way back then is still happening today. You might say, well, here's what you're thinking if you don't. Well, I'm guilty. I was that person. Same thing David did. Same thing David did. How can I teach them when I did wrong? Same thing David did. Look what David. So David and Bathsheba, right? So at least Bathsheba, she was teaching Solomon how to do right from her mistakes. David wasn't teaching because he was guilty. I think it was David. And then he had some children come up, rebellious children, because he didn't teach them, because he was guilty. Pretty sure it was David. Pretty sure this is about David and Bathsheba. But Solomon's mom said, "Oh, Solomon, it's not for kings to drink strong drink. Oh, Solomon, it's not for kings to give thy strength unto women." So she knew by experience how to teach him. So a lot of people don't teach other people certain truths because they've been guilty. Yeah, but God allowed you to go through it, and he allowed you to escape it. He allowed you to overcome it to teach other people. See, the problem with America and the problem with the church is it's all outward show. They don't want to admit they made mistakes. They don't want to admit they made mistakes. That's how you grow. What are you talking about? See, they're under legalism. If you're under grace, if you're under the grace of God, and you understand it's not by rules, it's not about you, it's about Jesus, it's not outward show. You say, look, I learned this because I made the mistake. I learned this, and you teach your children the mistakes you made. They want a preacher that's perfect. But there ain't no perfect preacher. There ain't no perfect person. If you think your preacher didn't make mistakes growing up as a kid, as a young person, you've lost your mind. You've lost your ever-living mind. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward, and man born of woman is born in sin. Somebody new might be saying, what are you talking about, Proverbs 5, 7, and 9? You should already know that. You should know those chapters, especially if it's a man. Especially if you got kids, especially if you got sons. Proverbs 5, 7, and 9 is about the evil woman, but there's a type and shadow about the evil system. System, machine, material realm, matter, mammon. Notice the word mammon going back to money. Mam, man. It's the flesh, it's the natural realm. The phonics, the words, the cognates, the syllables, the letters, the shapes, everything points back to the same truth. This is why you know you're outside of time, because it's all a repeat. And you can see it. Your body's in time, but your mind is outside of time because you can see the repeat. Another thing I was thinking about this morning while I was taking a shower is people get stuck in a repeat and they can't get out. So they say, well, how do I get out? You know, there might be somebody out there saying, well, tell me how to escape. I want out of the repeat. I want out of the bad habit. I want out of the cycle. Well, think about this. Your body functions on cycles, sleep cycles, hormone cycles, growth cycles, all kinds of food cycles, medical, it fights off infection with medical cycles. So how do you fight time? How do you fight a habit and a pattern while you actually live down here in a cycle? Everything is in your body, it's right in front of you, it's everywhere. So how do you escape a bad habit or a bad pattern while you're in the sine wave? You're in the cyclic system. How do you escape it? There's only one way. If you can't break it, there's only one way. And Jesus told you. Certain things only come out by prayer and fasting. So if you start to do some fasting, you bring your body under subjection. You break the strongest urge is what? To eat. And you do fasting, you break that cycle. It's 8 o'clock. And the clouds make it look like night. It's so cloudy right now, it looks like nighttime. You should be able to hear the rain in the background. Don't you know that it's just like the movie The Matrix? They're doing the chemtrails to create the clouds, to make it dark. And what do you think Agent Smith said? Agent Smith says, what do you think about? What do you think? Do you like what I've done with the place? Agent Smith turned it dark, turned the Matrix dark, cloudy. He told Neo, he says, what do you think about the place? Do you like what I've done with the place? It turned it into a gloomy, dark place. Agent Smith. Keeping up with the Joneses, the Smiths, the Wordsmith. The Wordsmiths. Katy Perry, the Wordsmith. Rihanna, the Wordsmith. Lady Gaga, the Wordsmith. Poppy, the Wordsmith. Look how they turn dark. Do you like what I've done with the place? Agent Smith, they're Wordsmiths. They're putting out curses in a dead system. Speak life while you're in this dead system. Speak the truth because you're an ambassador. You're not from here. You're strangers and pilgrims. You're in a dark system, and that's why they are wordsmiths, agents of the devil, aka Agent Smith. Everything around you is upside down, except for the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, other saints who have been renewed in the spirit of their mind. But the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. See, it has to get darker for the light to shine more, right? And when you speak more light into a dark place, it blinds them. It blinds them. When you speak light into a dark place, they get blinded because they're not used to it. When you speak absolute truth in a dark place, they hate you. Jesus came into his own received him not, and they sent him to the cross. But it was God's plan, but he knew they would do it. And you know they're going to do it. The more truth you speak, if you start talking about Proverbs 5, 7, and 9, you know it's a machin, so they're going to try to take you out. Because they hate you revealing the truth about the machin, the system. Which goes back to the energy of the flesh, which goes back to outward show, which goes back to painted face, which goes back to Jezebel, which goes back to legalism. So the legalists are Jezebels. If you got a legalist preacher, it's a Jezebel. It's a painted face system. It's fake. Don't make the same mistake David made, because he wouldn't reprove his children. His children were rebellious, tried to take over his kingdom. If I got the wrong king, I'm sorry, but you understand the principle there. I'm pretty sure it was David, though, because David felt guilty of what he did, so he didn't want to discipline his children, and they started getting rebellious and giving him a hard time. He didn't hold himself accountable, so he didn't want to hold his kids accountable. It's a fractal. So how do you break that? Being aware of your inner man, being aware of what you did and how it affects your psychology and your soul and your thinking, your stinking thinking. So when you think about what you, let's say you got this big mistake you made, think about how it affects your mind and how you have been trying to keep it under the rug, or whatever you want to call it, and how it affects your thinking, and so how it affects you dealing with other people, and especially your kids or your spouse, instead of just saying, hey, it's not who I am anymore. See, the more you dwell on something in the past, it's not even who you are anymore. You actually become a new creature every day if you're willing. The people you knew in the past, what you know, you used to listen to the worldly music or whatever. That's not who you are. That's not your identity. See, that's the whole point of the whole system, is to steal your identity. And even though you're a new creature, they want to put you back under the old. If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. If the truth keeps flowing, some hard heart out there's gonna break. Oh, so you don't know why you're doing that? Maybe you do now. You don't know why you're doing something? Maybe you do now. Maybe you've got this unseen thing that's in your heart, in your mind, a pattern that you created so you couldn't break the stronghold. The only way the strong man can be bound is if the thief comes into the door, gets on the inside. So the devil's the thief, trying to get into your inner man and put you in fear, doubt, living in the past, worry, he said, she said, this happened, whatever. The only reason that you're losing is because you let the devil on the inside. The only way the strong man can be bound is you let the devil on the inside. You let the devil through the door of your thoughts and your who you really are. You let him usurp your authority of your own thoughts. If it keeps raining, the levee's going to break. I ain't never heard this before. Exactly. I know what. This is all a painted face system. They don't want you to know the truth. They want you to be a slave all your life.